It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
We got a special guest in the studio right now, Christian Losval.
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 It's okay. It was pretty good for only learning it this morning, just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, he's with the Standing for Freedom Center at Liberty, and I am so excited about what you guys are doing.
Yeah, we're really excited to be putting on a Freedom Uncensored conference, Uncommon Courage in Unvirtuous Times. You know, as believers, especially from Liberty University, obviously a Christian school, now celebrating our 50th year, we are celebrating all that entails. And Dr. Falwell Sr. was a bulwark of engaging believers in the public square politics, to be involved in the public square from the Christian perspective. So we've got believers on the campus that are being trained to become nurses and doctors and psychologists and law enforcement, all sorts of different career fields. But ultimately, what will affect all of us, no matter what career field we're in, is what's coming down from Washington, and more importantly, even what's happening in our backyards, local politics. And we have now, in this COVID era, things like education policy that have become so apparent to families, and how important it is to know what they're teaching our children, among a slew of other issues. And our generation, my generation, and the generation even now coming up behind me in high school and just starting college, we're going to have a serious mantle to pick up to see what the direction and the future of our country looks like. What are we going to do about all of these issues that are coming to light now, have been coming to light in years past, and are now reaching this boiling point? So this summit that we're putting on November 12th and 13th, that is open to the general public, bring your spouse, bring your youth groups from your church, invite your grandkids, your nieces and nephews. It is open to the general public. It's going to be featuring some really exciting conservative and Christian leaders to talk about these issues, to engage the general public, engage the young generation, and even older generations to participate and involve themselves in these issues. It's going to be really fun.
Let's talk about one in particular of your. We have Mike Huckabee, Mike Pompeo, but Michael Knowles. He is, you know, very popular out there. A younger guy. Not that the two other older guys won't have their.
they're bringing a lot to the table.
They're bringing a lot of experience. But let's talk about Michael Knowles a little bit. I mean, he is. His career has really taken off through podcasting and such over the last couple of years. What does he bring to the table?
Michael Knowles brings a depth from the faith perspective, too. Now, Michael Knowles is a Catholic brother in the faith, but he understands the necessity of incorporating the faith into that public square, which is something that we face more than probably any other issue. Our believers who say, oh, I really don't want to get involved in that stuff.
I don't
really
think
it's... Because it's messy.
Exactly. It is messy. There are elements to it that are really, really dirty, and you see some of the worst parts of people when you come into the public square. But all the more reason why believers and people of faith need to be involved there, because if we abdicate the responsibility, we can't expect anything to get better.
I've said that so much on this show. The reason that America is in the shape that it's in is because Christians have become disengaged.
Correct.
We're counting on the government to do things that we as Christians are called to do.
And that start in the home, that start at a more local level. And we even see that when we read scripture. How does the Bible teach us to handle our problems? You go one to another first, and then you bring two or three additional.
Right.
The government isn't a step there that you should want to involve.
Yeah.
The Bible actually tells you to try and resolve it before you have to take it to
the government.
So we do have a responsibility as believers to handle that ourselves at the cultural level first, in the home, in our backyards, before we are handing that responsibility off.
You know, the whole idea that the Apostle Paul knew how to play his Roman citizenship when it worked to his advantage. Don't you realize you just beat up a Roman citizen, which was against the law back then?
And so, the Bible is littered with examples of this.
Sure.
I mean, obviously it's primarily, primarily a theological book.
Right.
But it's also littered with political moments from the very beginning. Exodus, we have two books on Kings and another on Judges. I mean, it's a political narrative, too, of people disobeying the government and using their faith to influence the public square and to not obey what the public square would have them do when it contradicts what God would have them do. And that's so important.
I see such a change. When I was a girl, if somebody talked about socialism, That was like a dirty word. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody wanted socialism to get. And now it seems like there's this whole generation of people that seem to be embracing socialism and seem to think that somehow they're going to do it a little differently. And it's going to work this time.
Right.
Which is insanity.
Yeah, we've never heard that one before.
Right.
It seems to be the tried and true excuse as to why we should, oh, well, just trust me with the power this time and I'll get it right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it comes from a fundamental misunderstanding of the nature of humanity, and that we, left to our own sinful natures, will tend toward corruption.
Right.
And so it gives too much power to too few people and expects an outcome that would benefit anybody. And go ahead.
Okay, so, we got about a minute here.
So if they want to get more information about this, the Standing for Freedom Center and this event you have coming up on the 12th and 13th, how do they get that information?
They can find us on all social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Gab, Parler, at Freedom Center LU, or you can visit us at standingforfreedom.com. And you can find all the information under our events tab on the website, and we'd love to see you and your families there.
Thank you so much. Well done, you.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.